12:30 p.m. Tuesday, a housekeeper arrives at Ledger's apartment. 1 o'clock, the housekeeper goes into Ledger's bedroom to change a light bulb in an adjacent bathroom and hears him snoring. 2:45, a masseuse arrives to give Ledger a massage. 15 minutes later, the masseuse, Diana Wolazin, calls Ledger on his cell phone, but he doesn't answer. She goes into the bedroom, tries to wake Ledger, but gets no response. Using a speed dial number on Ledger's cell phone, she calls his friend, Mary Kate Olson, in California, who tells Wolazin she will call some private security people she knows in New York. Fearing the worst, she called Mary Kate again and, according to the New York Post, screamed, "I think he's dead." Almost a half hour passes, 3:26. Wolazin finally calls 911 to report Ledger is not breathing. 3:33, emergency medical workers arrive and at 3:36 pronounce Ledger dead.